Hey, thanks for listening to the Two Pros and a Cup of Joe podcast with Brady Quinn, Jonas Knox, and myself, LeVar Arrington. Make sure you catch us live weekdays 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern or 3 a.m. to 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. You can find your local station for the Two Pros and a Cup of Joe show over at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Wiggle your ears.
We got a head start on some drama in the NFL. We will get into that coming up here in just a couple of moments from now. It is Two Pros and a Cup of Joe. It's LeVar Arrington, Brady Quinn, and Jonas Knox with you here on FSR. You can hang out with us as always on the iHeartRadio app. You can find us on hundreds of Fox Sports Radio affiliates and wherever you are, making us a part of a Football Friday here. We appreciate you doing so. We're going to take you all the way up until 9 a.m. Eastern Time, 6 o'clock Pacific, right here on Fox Sports Radio. Brady Quinn is in Chicago, getting ready to be there on the scene. A little big noon kickoff there at Soldier Field. Again, you've got Notre Dame and Wisconsin, so that's going to be a lot of fun on a Saturday. But never mind what's happening tomorrow. There's a big game that's happening next week. It is the Patriots and the Bucks. I don't know if you guys knew about that, but the Patriots and Bucks will be battling it out next week. And of course, this is the Tom Brady Bowl. Where everybody is looking forward to this, and everybody is excited about Tom Brady going back to Foxborough, and Tom Brady being there with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers taking on his former team, and the Tom Brady camp is talking a little bit, and you got Tom Brady's dad who's going on a podcast, saying that Tom Brady of course wanted a little bit of vindication, wanted a little bit of revenge. Then you've got Alex Guerrero, Tom Brady's trainer, who all of a sudden is a therapist. He is now not only a guru when it comes to health, but he's also a therapist, saying that Bill Belichick didn't know how to handle Tom when he got older, Bill was trying to treat him like a 20-year-old kid that he drafted. He didn't adjust his emotions. He didn't adjust to Tom Brady, who got older, and all these things. Tom Brady has tried to calm it down and say, listen, these are all guys that care about me, and of course they're very they want to defend me here. Like, who's Alex Guerrero? Now we know
Get your leaf lips off his cheeks, Alex.
Now we know why Belichick locked his ass out of the facility when he was in New England.
Get your lips off his cheeks, Alex.
I mean, what is it? Like, what are we doing here? Why is it seems like Belichick has moved on, the Patriots have moved on, and Tom Brady's camp can't let it go. Like, they cannot let it go that they had to go through what they went through towards the end.
It's not about letting it go. It's
Jesus, man. Yeah,
listen, in boxing, right? I'm a big boxing fan. And in boxing.
So's Brady.
Okay, so Brady, because Tyrone, yeah. Tyrone was the boxer, right?
Damn right. Yeah, actually, LeVar, I love boxing so much, I will live score it. I'll give people my score on Twitter. Did you know that?
Yeah, I did not know that, but I will be paying attention.
It's pretty pathetic if you ask me that he would do that.
It is pathetic. Yeah. It's weird. I do it, though. Yeah.
So in boxing culture, everything is surrounded by positive reinforcement, no matter what you do. Champ comes walking out of the car. Way to get out of the car, champ. Yeah. Okay, champ. Way to get out of the car, champ. The champ is here. Here we go, champ. Champ opens the front door. Somebody opens. Way to get him into the front door, y'all. The champ. Come on, champ. You ready for a good one, champ? All right, come on, champ. Champ gets his gloves on. Okay, champ. They putting them on right. They put that tape on the right way. Champ, look at your shoes. You looking good. You looking fly. How you feeling? Lean, mean, like a fight machine. Float like a butterfly. Sting like. Okay, champ, right? This is classic gassing your guy up. Tom Brady is one of them dudes, apparently. And you can tell by how he handles himself. Like, watching the Super Bowl celebration when Tampa won and different things like that. and how they had to whisk him off. But you notice that it was just one person in particular that was handling him. That's someone that he trusted, and that's how that it all works. And, you know, they were probably walking him to the car that day like, okay, champ, okay, I know your knee is a little sore. I know you had that eucalyptus avocado tequila in your system, but let's get you on home, champ. You feeling good? You feeling good? You great? Everything cool? He has a support system that will never let him go below a certain level of how he thinks about himself, how he views the world, because it's almost like it's too important for what it is that he brings to the table to be Tom Brady for him to ever be out of balance with what it is that he's created in his own world. And I think that this is a classic case of it. And you know what? God bless. Everybody should have an Alex Guerrero. Everybody should have somebody gassing them up and telling people, you didn't handle things the right way with my guy. If you would have did it this way, you would have been good.
God.
All right, so I had Alex Guerrero. When Willie McGinnis was with the Browns, he brought Alex in. And you know, he did some body work, soft tissue work, all that kind of stuff. And I'll be real. There's something about him, man. Like, I felt the best I probably ever felt after he worked with me that next day. I was like, I don't know what that dude is doing, but he whatever he's doing, like, he's getting players right. So I could see why, you know, people would buy 100% into whether it's him being, you know, basically behind the scenes of the TB12 method, or, you know, being even out there speaking for Tom Brady, whatever you want to make it out to be. Like, he's got a proven track record. I mean, think about all the players he's worked with, Tom Brady in particular, but Gronk too. Mm. Like, so many players, they had the whole TB12, I believe, like, training facility and all that, right? Like, yeah. This is actually a tangent here, LeVar, but Jonas loves to tell the story of how he felt like Tom Brady and Alex Guerrero locked out Jimmy Garoppolo from going to the TB12. No, you said this. Okay. You said this on live air. Own up to it right now.
Okay.
Own it.
This is what I said.
Own it.
Seth Wickersham had this big, long piece on Tom Brady and how unhappy he was in New England. And one of the stories out there was that Seth Wickersham said that Jimmy Garoppolo went to go get into the TB12 facility and the door was locked.
Mm.
Like he
but
turned.
People were inside?
Yeah. But nobody would answer the door for Jimmy Garoppolo. Like they treated him like he was a kid who lit a bag of dog crap on fire and set it on the front porch and was trying to get somebody to put it out with their feet. It's like one of the details of it.
An example like
I'm
that,
just saying, know? Like yeah, just the details of it didn't
You've
add up
that
here.
Before.
Listen, all I'm trying to say, I'm not trying to. I don't doubt that Alex Guerrero has had success as a trainer. But when I get Alex Guerrero going out and saying, well, you know, Bill hasn't evolved. His emotions haven't evolved, dude. Who the hell are
all
you?
Right, let me give you like a serious.
It's like a mechanic walking up to you saying, hey, man, this is what I would do in your relationship. Kiss my ass. All right, go fix my tire.
I'm going to give you some serious explanation here, all right? to athletes, their trainers, their trainers generally, and their barbers, right?
Yeah.
And the people that take care of, like, their vehicles or stuff like that, whatever it may be, things around the house, those are the people who know the most about the players. And that is a relationship. You build a bond with those people in particular. Some people do it with their trainers in-house, like at the facility that are a part of the team. Some people do it with, you know, their own guy. Obviously, right here with Tom Brady, it's his own guy. But honestly speaking, you get to know each other so well because you spend so much time around one another that the relationship grows in a way where you start to understand one another from this perspective. So while I will say, in all seriousness, not joking around, while I will say I feel like it's out of pocket for him to be quoted saying this, let me first start by saying that. I think that's totally out of pocket. At the end of the day, if Bill Belichick did not develop Tom Brady the way that he did, Alex Guerrero, your opinion of this wouldn't even matter.
100%.
So that's first and foremost. I played against Tom Brady in college. That ain't the same Tom Brady. All right? That ain't the same Tom Brady that I was wearing, giving the business to when we were playing in college. So, in the end, don't be disrespectful. Like, even if you meant it in just the most general, I'm just giving you perspective way, that's not your place. There's too much of a history. There's too much success between them before you were ever even relevant to the scenario for you to even open your mouth in this situation. That's first and foremost. But then secondly, it does seem to me to give me the idea and the appearance of how much the New England Patriots situation really impacted, affected, and hurt, and maybe still has Tom Brady hurting even after a Super Bowl in Tampa Bay. It gives me the feeling of Tom, this really, really is not going. It was a loss, like a funeral took, a death took place with Tom Brady, and that's what this comes across to me as.
Do you think he wanted to stay?
Yes.
No.
I think in an ideal world, if he had it on his druthers as to how things would be and how – I think that that's what Alex Guerrero is trying to say. Had they treated him differently, had they evolved together and evolved with him, you wouldn't even be in a situation where you have to deal with this. That's my take on it.
I think the interesting thing about the Patriots and this whole storyline, because this all really came about because we're talking about how Tom Brady feels, or Alex Guerrero speaking for Tom Brady,
right?
How he feels that Bill Belichick didn't evolve over time and view him as a, well, let's just put it simply, it's the greatest resume we've ever seen in the NFL. And as Tom Brady matured and developed and grew, he didn't view him any different than the quarterback that he won the first three Super Bowls with. And so that's what you're talking about, is essentially an organization or a coach who didn't want to adapt how he was going about managing that culture. And the interesting thing about that is we hear this all the time. The Seattle Seahawks, they win a Super Bowl, they go to another one, they end up losing because of, you know, the play calling, if you will, on the goal line. And we saw a fracture within that locker room that they were never able to overcome after that point. And then you started seeing players talk about, Richard Sherman in particular, that like Pete was treating him like they were still that rookie, that, you know, new recruit at USC, in how he was going about handling it. And so I think it's interesting that you've got two of the older coaches, by the way. I do think Pete and Bill are the two oldest in the NFL.
Yeah.
Who have their way of creating a culture, wanting to coach their team, and not wanting to make any changes to how they're going about doing that. I think it's interesting. And I think if there's one player you're going to bend and change the rules for or change how you handle,
it should have been him.
It should have been him. It should have been Tom Brady.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Alex Guerrero, by the way, went on to say, and this article that was in the Boston Herald, he went on to say when it came to Cam Newton, he said, "It's interesting. If you look at how Bill looks at some of those other players, it looks like to me he's been able to modify or change a little bit. Maybe he's forced to. If you're going to be a coach should be the one to modify or make changes." That, according to Alex Guerrero, who now is handing out coaching advice.
Good think about him. That. Like, for
it's
example,
true, though.
If I had a new player, or, you know, if I was a new coach coming onto a team, I would rather adapt to the verbiage of that offense or defense rather than making them all adjust to me.
That's true, too.
Isn't that easier for them to deal with? It's like, all right, like I'm a coach. I'm smart enough to be able to call it something else, even though it's the same thing I used to run, right? Like you seldom times don't see that. You'll see a coach come in and he'll say, no, we're going to call it this. You're like, well, dude, that's the same thing. We called it that. Yeah, but that's not how it is in my system. It's like, okay. Like that. Like now we're arguing semantics, and you're trying to make a 11 other guys understand why you call it that way, or what, you know, what this offense is or defense is, as opposed to what we were doing before, which is all the same stuff. You just call it something different.
I just think you get play call cards these days. Y'all can get on the same page as what the verbiage is going to be. And that should be relatively easy to do. Some people on defense, some people call it boxing. Some people call it hammering. Some people call it forcing. You know what I mean? Like, okay, it's leveraging from the outside. Don't let somebody effing get on the outside of you. There you have it, right? But the idea of it is, to me, is as a coach and adapting and adjusting, it sounds like he's talking about something that a lot of coaches do not take into consideration. And a lot of times, I think, is the difference between success and failure for coaches, which is understanding the humanistic side of how coaching works. Don't lose sight of the fact that these are people too. You're not just coaching them X's and O's. And in high school and sometimes in college, you get coaches who care about you as a person and they want to see you develop as a person. A lot of people say that, but it's tongue in cheek. You just say it because that's what you're supposed to say because they are, air quotes, student athletes. But in reality, a lot of times coaches do not treat players in terms of connecting with them as a person, like on a personal level. And I think that that can be the difference between how somebody responds positively or negatively in terms of when you're in adverse situations, the heat of the battle, just regular everyday practices. Is the idea of being able to tap in and connect with somebody emotionally. And sometimes, again, I think that that's an understated gift that some of my best coaches were people that I had the best relationships with.
Yeah.
My high school coach was my best friend. He was one of my best friends. And I was the most productive in my career. I hate to say it. He's sitting somewhere rotten in jail right now for the things that he did. But my coach in college was my best friend. Like, that was the guy that I trusted. That was the guy that I spent the most time with and learned from. And I flourished. I get to the NFL. I had guys I was close with, but it just wasn't the same. And then now you get all these different coaches coming in because they're changing staffs. Then you don't even have the opportunity to build a relationship. So to have somebody like Tom Brady and Bill Belichick have the amount of time that they had together, they had to have created a personal human side of the relationship. And if Alex Guerrero is saying what he's saying, to me, that says that those are the conversations that Tom Brady was having with him. And Tom Brady, as calculated as he is, was okay with Alex Guerrero coming out and saying that in the public.
No,
in fact, maybe wanted him to say it.
Yeah, listen, I undersold Alex Guerrero this whole time. I mean, I'm assuming next week he's going to give everybody tips on how to win the lotto. Is that going to happen next, Mr.
I mean, it'd be nice.
Yeah.
I would listen to him.
Yeah, Mr.
I would
Know-it-all.
Take his advice and buy a ticket. Yeah.
Good God, man. Look at Alex Guerrero. All right. It is two pros and a cup of Joe here on Fox Sports Radio. It's Lamar Arrington, Brady Quinn, and Jonas Knox.
He's going to tell you how to specialize in loosening up your Davis Mills. That's what he's going to tell you.
Just like, come on.
Oh,
like, what are we talking about here? Before we get to break, I do want to mention this.
What's that?
Hey, Discover matches all the cash back you earn on your credit card at the end of your first year. It's amazing because Discover's accepted at 99% of places in the U.S. to take credit cards. Learn more at discover.com/yes. 2021 Nielsen report limitations apply. All right, there's a quarterback in the NFL who's attempting to do something that might be really, really difficult to do. We'll get into that next here on Fox Sports Radio.
I'm Jonas.
Be sure to catch live editions of Two Pros and a Cup of Joe with Brady Quinn, LeVar Arrington, and Jonas Knox weekdays at 6 a.m. Eastern, 3 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
It's Two Pros and a Cup of Joe here, Fox Sports Radio. It's LeVar Arrington, Brady Quinn, and Jonas Knox with you here on FSR. Coming up later on this hour, we will have over-unders. All right, so we're going to look ahead, do the weekend in the NFL and beyond, and we will have some over-unders here coming up in about 20 minutes or so from now here on Fox Sports Radio. How about that? A little competitive, stuff here on a Friday, on a football Friday. You guys,
wait,
ready?
How did last night go?
You guys tied in the prop bet monster. Yeah, you tied.
Here's the problem. This is why I laugh.
Why?
Because we probably got one right each.
Yes. And it was the same one. The former Panthers or Texans player is shown first during the broadcast.
Man. But we knew that.
Well, okay, because
LeVar, here's the issue. It's not us, man. It's Jonas.
No,
it's Jonas and the questions and the props that he makes up.
Okay, first of all, but there, I do sprinkle in. Now, are you saying that the Deshaun Watson prop wasn't a legitimate one? Is that what you're saying?
Well, remind me and remind our listeners, what was that prop again?
Okay, so and the prop bet monster yesterday morning in which we I make up prop bets for the primetime games, the Thursday and Monday night games, so we can all play along. I mean, I thought this had a legitimate chance of happening, and the prop was when they referenced Deshaun Watson's situation during the broadcast, they refer to him visiting the Rub Room, the Grab Lab, the Hand House, or the Palm Palace.
Yeah, and yeah. I say Palm Palace.
Yeah, Brady went Grab Lab. Yeah.
But none of those were ever stated.
Yeah, they never said them. So what do you want me to
do? In fact, you know what I found to be interesting?
What's that?
Because I was totally waiting for Troy Aikman to say Palm Palace.
Okay.
And he didn't even mention Deshaun Watson's name at first during the opening of the broadcast.
Do you think
broadcast.
The team is like telling them not to
stay
talk
away?
About it?
Yeah. That was clearly stay away from like focus in on the quarterback that's playing, because they spent the whole entire first part of the game just hyping him. Like, they get so caught up. It's like, oh, he was the best player and prospect coming out of high school. That's the only reason why you guys didn't know about him. He went to Stanford, well, because he had an injury his senior year. Everybody in the world wanted him. But that knee injury led to him choosing to go to Stanford. And it led into him not playing very much. He's a super stud, superstar that just hasn't played any football. We don't know. Like, it's like, y'all don't have to go that hard.
The fact that they're trying to ignore the Deshaun Watson situation,
100%.
It plays into what LeVar was saying last week, that they're waiting for information to come out so they can go after some of that money.
All right, so here's the thing about that. I've gotten clarity on that since giving that theory as well. You cannot take the money back that he's being paid right now. So they're going to have to eat the money that he's being paid. But now the clarity of it is that bonuses are generally paid over an amount of time. So any bonus that he received that is being paid out, and it's not like some people think that, or may wonder how bonuses are paid out. The idea of it is that you can get like in a $60 million, $30 million signing bonus, you may get six here, six at this point in the year, six at this point in the year, five here, four here, three here. So whatever it is that he's getting paid and guarantees from bonuses, they can go after that. They can go after bonuses, but they cannot go after paycheck money. And that's $10 million, I believe. Isn't that $10 million, Brady, that he's getting?
I don't know the exact number off the top of my head. I was more interested in the fact that, you know, really when you think about Davis Mills' neck and the way we've talked about it could have applied to that prop bet. Like, if we just would have transitioned or shifted it over. Well, if he needed a neck rub, right? It could have been any one of those places.
Also, just to be clear on this, the other reason why there was a tie last night.
Long neck, man.
The other reason why finished in a tie last night is because one of the prop bets was first turnover, Sam Darnold and Davis Mills. There were no turnovers in that game.
Clean
game on a short week. How about that, That's what I'm talking. Sam Darnold tried to turn it over a couple of times.
I had that. I mean, he's got a little bit of that in him.
Yeah. He tried to stick it a couple times, but
yes, he did.
He got arm talent, man. Mm. That ball was coming off his hand last night. And I didn't know he was that. I just haven't watched.
You didn't know he was
Sam
that athletic, did you?
No, I didn't.
He's an athlete. And by the way, he's a big dude.
Brady, you want to know why he hasn't watched him?
Yeah.
He saw a little bit of that in college. I don't want to bring up memories. I'm not here to bring up stuff.
What do you mean?
The Rose Bowl. I don't want to bring up what happened in the Rose Bowl.
Sam Darnold.
That one.
I'm not trying to, I don't want to bring up what happened in the Rose Bowl. I'm not doing that.
I went to the game at the Rose Bowl.
Was he coming at you like that?
When they played against Mark Sanchez's team. But now, that one with Sam Darnold, where I don't understand why we would have ever given them the opportunity to get back into the game the way that they did and win it with a Juju Smith-Schuster on that team as well. I was in Orlando at the Under Armour All-American game, and I was sitting poolside watching it on this very, very big screen.
Having a cocktail?
Oh, absolutely.
What were you
maybe
drinking?
Like my fifth or sixth, maybe even my seventh. I was responsible, everyone. Just know that.
Okay.
You know, I was probably drinking a mojito.
Ooh,
of some sort.
Good.
At that place.
Nice.
They had really good mojitos, and they had good wings. I like the small wing dings that are like fried pretty hard, but they're like kind of breaded, almost like how that Hooters wing is, you know, but not like Brady.
You'll
like this. You'll like this one. Always bone in. Did you guys have Ponderosas in Ohio?
Oh man, I don't want to tell my story, but I'll put it this way. I'll be very short with this story.
Okay. All right.
I think I've heard.
We had gone to a Ponderosa as a baseball team.
Mm-hmm.
And there may or may not have been a party there afterwards where I had a little bit too much fun. And I just remember all the Ponderosa coming right back up at the end of that night. That was my only experience of Ponderosa. And it had nothing to do with Ponderosa. It was just a bad experience, bad correlation to me not understanding how to drink responsibly.
Hey. Mm.
And unfortunately now, I could never go back to one after that experience.
I'm the same way. I can't have restaurant quesadillas because the first time I ever got sick on booze, I had a quesadilla at a restaurant before, and I can still taste it on the back of my teeth coming out.
So
I
you
swear
can't have a quesadilla now?
No, I can't.
What a delicious treat a quesadilla is.
It's the laziest, most whitewashed Mexican food you can get. But again,
I don't care. I don't care. It's so good.
Look,
it really is.
I can have one
at
home.
Right. He's kind of right about
it. I can have one at
hey,
home.
Hey, Roberto, no one cares.
I just can't. There's what? Something about it in a restaurant. I can still smell it. What is it? Is it the cheese they use? There's something they use in a restaurant with a quesadilla.
What? Is it the oil?
There's something different. No, there's something different about it in a restaurant that messes with me.
Oh,
yeah, it's the oil.
The oil, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just saying, man.
Well, so, my memories were not as you know, traumatic as that of you guys.
All right, well, listen.
But the wings from Ponderosa were pretty cool. Right, they were pretty good.
Hey,
that's what
can I give you an update here from Chicago?
Yes, please.
Okay. It appears that we also have these same two individuals who are smoking some left-handed cigarettes. They are back, my friend.
They're there.
Right.
They are back. This is a daily ritual.
But the question is the old couple that drove you to the station in Oklahoma, are they now
in
Bill and Martha?
Yeah. Are they now in the lobby
I need to send
of the hotel
thank you,
there?
No. I really need to send them a thank
I'm
you,
I'm certain she wants to see you at least one to
Bill
two
and
more
Martha
times.
Are not in the lobby. Yeah. However,
they're on set. They're filming Cocoon 3.
Oh, jeez.
No, there were some other people here who looked very professional who were down in the lobby.
Oh, yeah?
Hanging around.
What kind of profession?
Well, I'm not really sure what,
but
they looked like there were some professionals in the area. In which
We're
in that area that's right by Gibson's Tavern on Rush, Maple, a great area. There's a name for it.
Yeah.
It's called the Triangle.
The
Viagra Triangle.
Oh, that's it. Okay.
Oh. God, man. What a place.
So those wings at Ponderosa.
Yeah. There's some ladies of the night lurking around.
Maybe they'll bring
Chicago,
some wings to eat. You know what I mean?
just saying.
If I've ever fizzled out to drinking something, I never drink it again. I have a list of things one of them is Jameson, and shouts out to Junior. The only time and the one and only time I've ever drank Jameson was with him, and it was. It ended bad.
Don't go to Brady's golf tournament then.
It ended bad.
Yeah, man, that's part of my Irish heritage.
It's not on Gatorade. It's off my list.
Yeah.
I can't do it anymore.
All right, well,
I mean, full disclosure, I can't deny that maybe there was one or two of those last night. So.
Oh wow. Crown
fair.
Royal,
Listen,
Crown Royal, gone.
Yeah,
gone.
That ain't happening for me either.
Goldschlager. Yeah. It's gone.
Yeah.
Secrets. I was at Secrets, Ocean City.
Can't have Goldschlager? Goldschlager's good, man.
Goldschlager.
I know what you're saying.
I was buying the entire bar. I went there on bike week one year. And there's a lot of Washington football fans.
Bike week.
Yeah.
How come yours didn't have a seat?
What?
he's trying to be funny. Yeah, he's trying
okay,
to be funny.
So anyway, yeah. This dude Jonas, man, what is wrong with him?
A lot.
I mean, what is wrong with Jonas?
You know, why is Jonas
I don't even
so quiet
want to finish
right
my story. Because he had to move away. He had to move away from the mic.
All I'm doing is asking the important questions. All right, so you're there for bike week. You have some Goldschlager, and now you're puking it up everywhere.
Yeah, I was bounded for the whole entire bar. The whole bar. Like, and when I say the whole bar, I mean like the entire bar. Anybody that was near it, anybody that was around it, it's like we are doing shots.
What about Fireball? Fireball's kind of the same. Really?
So here's
so
the problem.
Cinnamon.
I did Fireball with what's the milky
LeVar,
what's
animal.
The milky liqueur like that you could use in coffee
well,
and stuff
it,
like
it
that?
It depends on.
It's
who's
a white
in the room.
Bottle.
Yeah.
It's
Bailey's.
A white bottle. No, no,
Bailey's.
Not Bailey's. Not Kahlua? Bailey's. Not Kahlua. It's another one. But anyway,
Jergens.
No. You're so stupid. Anyway, if you put them together, it tastes like Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Really?
What is it? Rum chata, that's
right.
It.
Oh, hey,
rum chata.
Wait,
there's
a stunner. Let's go live to our. I know what booze you're talking about. Insider Lee DeLapp for the latest.
Rum
Lee.
Chata, he had it.
That would be rum chata.
Yeah, there
rum
it is. Of course, Lee would know that. What a shocker!
It. And let me tell you something. You drink one, it's like, what is this called? Oh, that's a Cinnamon Toast Crunch. You're 100% right. I'll have another. And next thing you know, you're having too many shots of Cinnamon Toast Crunch,
what
and
a
it's
great
bad.
Cereal.
It is a good
it's,
cereal.
It's bad.
Man.
It's a delicious
it's like
cereal.
Drinking the milk of a Cinnamon Toast Crunch experience.
You ever had a root beer bomb?
No.
Schnapps, you drop it in a light beer, it tastes just like a root beer float.
Does it
it's
really?
Unbelievable.
Well,
unbelievable.
I did the bomb, the what was it? What's the Irish car bomb? What is that?
Oh, yeah, Guinness and then a shot of Jameson.
I've done that. I've done, what's the other bomb
that'll,
with,
that'll
with
right.
grape Stolies with you pour it into the energy drink, Red Bulls or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
You drop it in there.
Yeah.
Now,
yes.
That is a fine drink, bro, to shoot a shooter where you drop grape vodka into the Red Bull. Yeah, it's pretty good.
Yeah, that'll mess with your heart a little bit.
Yeah,
too.
But it'll have you turned up, player.
That's true. Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
You go from being like, yeah, let's have some shots. By the time you get to the fourth one, you're like, shots!
Yeah.
Start, like, popping off, and then everybody's, like, having a really good time, and then you don't.
No, by the way, just to pay off the tee, Zach Wilson says he's going to play smarter.
Okay,
all right, it is
go.
Two
there
pros and a cup of Joe here on Fox Sports Radio. LeVar Arrington, Brady
off.
Quinn, and Joe DeSoxy here. By the way, when a train hits a vehicle at a railway crossing, the results are often deadly. Be cautious at crossings, and if the signals are going, don't be tempted to try and sneak across the tracks. Even if you don't see a train stop, trains can. Brought to you by NHTSA. Coming up next here, we are going to have over-unders. It is a special look ahead to this weekend in the NFL. And beyond. Don't go anywhere. It's yours next here on FSR.
Be sure to catch live editions of Two Pros and a Cup of Joe with Brady Quinn, LeVar Arrington, and Jonas Knox weekdays at 6 a.m. Eastern, 3 a.m. Pacific.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, three-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a new podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler TJ Hushmanzada and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Hushmanzada, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
It's Two Pros and a Cup of Joe. LeVar Arrington, Brady Quinn, and Jonas Knox with you here on FSR. Coming up top of next hour, we are going to look ahead to a busy weekend in the NFL and college football. A massive game in the NFL. So that'll be happening here top of next hour, a little over 10 minutes from now on Fox Sports Radio.
Shouts out to my peoples, the Zap Band. I know these people. They're my people.
Yeah.
And they'll probably hear this shout out to them and maybe might do a song that has us in it. So shouts out to the Zap Man.
All right.
That's pretty dope.
Known as, you know, obviously Roger and Zap, the Troutman family. Shouts out to them, man. Great Very music, cool. West nice. Coast music. You know what I mean?
Very cool. Man.
Shouts out to my peoples.
Any shout outs, Brady? You want to give a shout out to anybody? Is Pat listening or Jake? You want to give a shout out?
Well, yeah, actually, Jake could be because Jake is actually going to be making his way to Chicago. Jake,
oh,
one of
no.
my longtime best friends, buddy, I grew up with. Which, yeah, all that means is I'll be extremely hungover on Sunday
okay.
Because that is how
yeah,
things usually
wagon.
Work. Yeah, when the old meat wagon's in town, yeah. that guy can. He's basically a. He can drink like a fish.
That I love is, the meat wagon.
That is a fun guy to be around when you're having a few brewskis.
And by the way, he had one of the most innovative ways to use the restroom when drunk that I've ever heard in my life. One of the most innovative things. Like, and you think about
do you
it.
You want to explain what you mean?
You explain it because I am in awe that I never thought of this earlier.
I can't believe we're doing this. So, LeVar.
All right. Okay.
So he would take his drink, and this is only when you've got a toilet you're working with, not a urinal, because okay. it's kind of self-explanatory,
okay.
but he would take his drink into what he's using a toilet, and he would sit on it backwards, meaning like your face in
yep.
the back portion of it.
Straddle it.
Where you basically have a tabletop for your beer
oh,
to rest on,
yeah, that's,
where you can go
yeah,
number one or number
yeah.
two.
Yeah.
But so instead that's of facing
very, I gotta,
outward.
I got to say, that's very innovative.
It is brilliant.
That would have never,
brilliant.
Ever crossed my mind.
The meat wagon.
Oh, man.
Yeah, the meat wagon. Nobody steal that idea. That's his. That is
oh,
brilliant.
Man.
Wow.
By the way.
Mind blower.
Well, and also, I mean, basically he can take a nap there at some
yeah,
point.
Yeah, you can put your arms down.
That's
exactly.
great,
yeah.
man.
Yeah.
Great.
Wow.
All right.
Why have I never thought of that?
I don't know. I'm doing it later. Right now, it's time for this.
What is it time for?
Well, it's over-unders.
Oh.
You know, a little over-unders here.
You know, yeah, oh, yeah, there we go.
Yeah.
There we go.
This.
All right.
Hey,
Brady, like, what time is it for?
We'll pitch that
it's
the podcast.
Over-under.
And for that, we turn it over to Lee DeLapp to find out what do we got coming up this weekend, Lee?
All right, this weekend, Justin Fields gets his first start in the NFL at Cleveland. How many passing touchdowns does he get in his first start? Over under 1.5.
And it can only be passing Ooh. Touchdowns.
That is correct.
I think he'll get one.
Okay, I'll take the over.
One.
Lee, I'll take the over.
I'm okay. going to take the over on this one as well.
I don't want to sound negative about him. I think that's a really good defense, and it's his first start. I'll give him one. I think he runs maybe one or two more in.
All right, what else we got, Lee?
All right, Jacoby Brissett also gets a start, not for the Colts, but for the Dolphins. He's going to be playing at Las Vegas. How many passing touchdowns does he get? Over under 1.5.
God, I want to...
Over.
Raiders defense is much better, man. It's not the same old Raider defense anymore.
Over.
I'll take the over, too. Screw the Raiders.
Yeah, I'm just basing it off of what I think is about to happen.
Lee, I'd like the over. So would LeVar.
Yeah.
Look, he's got a full week to prepare. I've told you, I've been bullish on Jacoby Brissett, taking advantage of this opportunity as well. I'm going to say the over.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, I'm with this.
All right, you guys, Buccaneers at the Rams. They have the highest over-under of the week at 56. Over-under 56.
Jesus.
It's going to be under.
28-28.
It's going to be under. It's going to be this is going to be a surprising defensive struggle more so than an offensive output explosion in my assessment.
I kind of feel like that, too.
Yeah.
Like, every time we feel like you see teams like this, high-scoring game.
Lee, I'll take the under.
I know what you're doing now.
What?
I know what you're doing now.
There's no strategy here. I'm just simply trying to pick winners.
His strategy is listening to what we have to say and then making his pick.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
He wants
Look,
because,
he
so that way we tie.
He put
best.
His notes down. He didn't even look at his oh, notes. Okay. Yeah, I'm going to take that. I'm going to take the under on this
trying
one.
Trying to see what the traffic was like. That's
tab
all.
It distracted.
Yeah.
He was enthralled.
All right, what else we got, Lee?
All right, you guys, we've had 11 taunting penalties so far through 2 weeks. Number of taunting
Great
penalties
number.
We get on Sunday, 4.5.
Over.
Oh, man. I'm gonna.
What
take
was the
under-
question?
Number of taunting penalties.
4.5 is the number.
I'm going to take the under.
No way.
I'm taking it because I think they're getting enough grief for it that they're going to start to switch.
Yeah, I'm going to take the under, too. I think coaches are probably – they're probably talking to players about it as well.
Lastly, you guys, we talked about the over-under for Wisconsin versus Notre Dame, but what I want to know is number of guys on the Big Noon Kickoff cast that are wearing jackets on Saturday.
All right.
2.5.
Okay.
Over.
Let's,
I'm talking under.
Yeah,
under.
Yeah, hold on. Under. Let me just just find here.
What, suit jackets or like jacket?
No, jacket.
Like stay warm?
Yeah, Jonas is looking up the weather report. It's going to be warm.
I'm not.
It's going to be warm.
I'm just doing some calculations in my head here on this damn
all right,
Wi-Fi.
If it's a stay warm jacket, I'm going to say under.
I mean, damn,
I'm just going to change mine because Brady said
you were going to go suit jackets? You're going to take that approach?
Well, I had to try to change it up because, I did know it was warm jacket.
I mean, listen, I'm looking at the weather right now in Chicago outside Soldier Field, and we are, we've got ourselves like, high 50s, low 60s. Lee, I'm going to take the over here.
I'm
going to take the over here, Lee.
Okay.
I think Rob Stone's going to cave. I think Matt and Reggie are going to cave, too. I think that's where we're going to get
They do have that Southern California blood.
Yep.
I have it now, too. I just can't go back to the east.
Why,
it hurts.
Why not?
It hurts bad.
It's cold out on these streets, man.
It's cold in these streets.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.